Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is May 2nd, Romans chapter 4. Let's get to it. I'm giving you this gift.
This? You're kidding, right?
No, I'm serious.
But why would you give me this?
Because I want to bless you.
But I can't begin to pay you back for it.
I know. It doesn't matter.
Well, at least let me do this.
No, really. It's not a payment. It's a gift.
To be honest, I don't feel like I deserve it.
That's not the point. It's a gift, not a reward.
Well, how about I give you my old one in exchange?
It's not a trade. It's a gift.
What can I do?
You just receive it.
I don't want to take advantage of you.
Trust me. I want you to have it.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, I believe you. Thank you.
As verse 3 says, what does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
It's called grace. I didn't earn it. I don't deserve it. I couldn't be good enough for God to owe it to me. Grace makes my standing with God to be as if I were righteous, as if I had not sinned, as if I deserved to be in his family forever. Those who are parents know about this. You love your child, not because they have been good enough or because they have earned it or because they love you back. No, the parent loves the child.
Having adopted children has taught us to appreciate this matter a little more than we did before. A birth child is in the family by blood. An adopted child is in the family by choice. In truth, every day we choose to love each member of the family, whether they are cute or loving or happy or not. Love is a choice. Do we see that about our relationship with God? His love for us is a choice, purely his choice, not ours. The best that we can do is to believe him when he tells us that he loves us and he wants what is best for us. We can't pay him back. We can't be deserving. We are not on even ground with God. Neither was Abraham. He was simply chosen, not worthy, chosen, not good, chosen. Do you feel it? Do you know the unconditional love of God? Do you believe that he wants to be with you, that he would die for you? It's unbelievable. Too good to be true. That's why the only thing we can do is give up trying to be worthy. Simply receive God's declaration that you and I are right with him. Amen. Well, I've wandered past the borderland of God's intended will, where the wilderness of grace has just begun. And I'm drowning in an ocean deep of mercy and of justice. I'm going down and can't escape the love. And I'd like to do my part and start to meet you halfway coming, but I cannot take a step without a fall. And I'd like to think I'll pay you back as if it's just a loan. But addictions and amusements and accoutrements will garnish every wage I'll ever earn, and I find that I have nothing on my own. So here I stand with nothing in my hand, and here I fall before your glory. Now here I rise by your death and through your life, for I believe. Yes, I believe. I believe that I'll receive the deed of love you offer me, written there upon the cross in blood, and I will kneel before the place where justice kisses mercy and believe that love is more than just a word, and amazing grace is more than just a song. Amen.